The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
My boss, producer Ruth Devaney, is a fitness nut. She went to the Wellfest event held in Dublin and she saw a new Irish sports brand, Gym Plus Coffee, and she tells me that she was inundated with emails and texts asking her to find out more about the brand. So that's the job I've been given. Gym Plus Coffee's co-founders, Niall Horgan and Carl Swain, who is in some way related to Jimmy Swain, my old pal, join me in studio. Good morning, lads.
Morning. Hello. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you very much. A new Irish clothing brand. Why in the name? I mean, there's Nike, yeah. There's Adidas, there are many other ones. Why Gym Plus Coffee?
Yeah, it's true. There's some kind of big international.
That's Niall.
This is Niall. Big international and global brands kind of that's dominating this market. I suppose for us, it came out of a conversation we had towards the end of last summer, and we were talking about how Ireland and Dublin is becoming a lot more of a active lifestyle. People are looking for stuff to do at the weekends, and you know, pubs and bars maybe aren't as popular as they used to be, and cafes are the new popular spots for people to meet and to socialise. And we've lived in Australia and California and stuff, and it's probably a lifestyle that's quite more prominent there, but certainly we saw that that Dublin and Ireland was catching up with this. So we thought, like, a brand that would really fit hand in hand with that is the gear people are wearing these days. So the rise of what's called athleisure clothing, which is clothing you'd wear going to the gym or going for a run, but then you'd put it on afterwards, going for a coffee or going for brunch. So we thought that there was an opportunity for an Irish brand to sort of encourage this new active lifestyle and maybe compete a little bit with these global US and Australian brands and stuff. So out of that, kind of Gym Plus Coffee came, and we decided on doing it, and we decided on the name all pretty quickly. It's
speaking of the name, why?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's a bit of a weird name. We do get a lot of questions about it because.
Well, first of all, I thought it was Gym and Coffee.
Yeah, so that confuses people, and it also confuses people because we don't have gym, and we don't have a gym, and we don't do coffee. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, but we've big kind of plans. But for us, we looked at it that we were letting the target audience for us know exactly who they are. So if you're interested in going to the gym and, you know, going for coffee afterwards, then hopefully you would be interested in our brand and our clothing. And kind of built into that as well, we felt, you know, the gym part represented this active lifestyle, and the coffee part represented this social side, and the plus kind
but
of.
What are you doing that you know, the Nikes and the whatever, Billabongs and all? What are you guys doing that they're not doing? Carl? You've got to have a view about something.
Yeah, I suppose for us, what's like, it's creating a brand is what we're trying to do. Like, we're very honest that our hoodies aren't going to change the world in any way and stuff like that. So for us, we're trying to build this lifestyle brand around the hoodies, and the feedback has just been great. We've had
so, as I say, Ruth Devaney said that you had a huge response down at Wellfest. What was that about?
It was incredible.
Tell the story about the fella who runs Wellfest, about how many hoodies that you needed.
Yeah, so we met Anthony a few days before, and we were thinking, yes, well, definitely we're going to showcase some of our hoodies, but it's not really a place people will buy. It's for the people are coming down to do yoga and try different bits of food and stuff like that. So we were dying to show off what we had, but we didn't think in any way we were going to sell anything. And we mentioned this to Anthony. He was like, "What do you mean you're not going to sell anything? These people are coming to buy." He's like, "How much do you have?" And we'd mentioned a rough number. He was like, "Get back to that warehouse and get double the amount." So yeah, on the Saturday we were back twice.
What was the rough number?
I think we.
Yeah, I mean, we had to do three warehouse runs, so I mean, we had 500 hoodies nearly on the weekend, things like that. Yeah.
That's
I mean, like, way more than we were planning. Our
that's fantastic. Now let me be rude. Your hoodies look like hoodies.
Yeah.
What's the... I still don't get this thing.
So I guess we're...
I know who you're dealing with or who you're targeting.
Yeah.
But why would I go and buy Gym Plus Coffee hoodie?
Yeah.
As against whatever else?
So for us, it wasn't just about being a clothing brand. We didn't want to just be activeclothing.com. So we try to take the direction that we're encouraging people to be active at the weekend and trying to highlight a community of people who are doing the same. So yeah, for us, it's more on that experience side of things. So we've been doing kind of initiatives that would be, you know, we're promoting people on our website who are doing also kind of good things in the active space. And we've built the brand around the idea to make life richer. So you'll see from our like Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, that we're not just talking about our hoodies and our clothing. We're talking about, you know, if you're doing something active this weekend, tag it and we'll share it. And, you know, coming up now in the next few weeks, what we're launching is a 10-week summer stretch series, we're calling it, where we're offering just free outdoor, you know, sessions, boot camp sessions, yoga sessions for anyone to come along at the weekend, get involved, do something active. We'll grab a coffee afterwards. So we're trying to take that direction rather than, you know, our hoodies were made in a lab to, you know, improve performance. You know, it's more if you like the brand and if you agree what we're trying to encourage, that will, you know, hopefully you like the hoodies at the same time.
Influencers. Yeah. Who has influenced you?
I suppose,
yes, I mean...
With the brand, the guys down the Happy Pear, we'd spend quite a lot of time down there, and they've been amazing. And what they've sort of teaching us about sort of like that building a brand, they spent a lot of time sort of like building a brand, as opposed to, yes, the product's important like that, but you got to build a brand around it. You got to get a community of people behind you, which so I suppose that was our...
And do the Happy Pair, do they wear your Gym Plus coffee?
Absolutely. Dave and Steve never take it off.
Yeah, 5 a.m. swims.
That's true, because all I see them is that their kit is off all the time.
Yeah, well, that's fair. We met them at Wellfest, and I had texted them saying, don't forget to bring your hoodie, and it turned out they were down this Sunday, and it was nearly 20 degrees, and I was like, and they were said, we love your hoodies, guys, but it's far too warm. We got to have the Toms and the wife beaters on. So,
and there's something else about you too, which is interesting. This is what we call a side hustle, because you've actually got day jobs as well.
Side hustle, yeah.
That's actually the term that's used.
There's a good podcast actually called Side Hustle. Side Hustle, where people talk about that.
So you've got day jobs.
We do have day jobs.
I'm not allowed to ask you though about it.
You're fine. We've
it's too late.
Got these, we've day jobs as well. The kind of thinking for us is that, you know, we didn't want to just jump into the brand without knowing if it was if there was going to be an audience for it. Thankfully, there seems to be an active audience and the brand seems to be resonating with people. But because we have our day jobs, it allows us to, again, not just try to plug hoodies and sell hoodies and try to make a quick buck. It'll, you know,
nothing wrong with
what,
that.
What we're I mean, obviously, the dream for us would be to go into this, but for us at the moment, it allows us, because we have our day jobs, to do the stuff for free or just encouraging the brand. So it's kind of has worked out, but it's quite busy at the moment as well. So we're hanging
what
in there.
What is the dream? I mean, do you see this? Could this become a world brand?
Who knows? It's just so exciting. Like when we started this, we just had this idea, and then just...
When you actually had the first idea, how many hoodies did you think you might sell?
So we thought that if in a year we sold 1,000 hoodies, we'd be doing really well.
Okay.
So that was our goal, and we launched at the end of January, and we're not far off it at the moment, within just over 3 and a bit months. So...
Not bad.
It's not bad so far.
Yeah.
I think we definitely could see our dream to be kind of a global player on this.
And okay, you can do Ireland. Now, how do you get off the island, as we always ask people on the Son of Business?
Yes, good question. So it's gas for us at the moment, because we've started to see about maybe 20-25% of our sales are coming from international already. So
online.
UK mainly, and a handful in New York. We sold one in Alaska, which was hilarious for us. We were like,
did that come from a Mick O'Connell?
We have no idea. We emailed the person to ask and they didn't respond, but they got their hoodie. So someone in Alaska did. So we definitely want to look at international towards the end of the summer. We actually were over in San Francisco recently and talking to some people who could do order fulfillment and deliveries and stuff like that for us, because the problem at the moment is it's too expensive for us to ship from Ireland to these international markets. So people would be
so how would you do it? Would you manufacture over there and then ship from there?
No, so we would just ship in bulk there, and then we'd plug in with somebody who's got kind of a supply chain over already and do kind of
shipping
a partnership.
Shipping in bulk means that you have to put money into it. Are you looking for money? Because money is always the problem, isn't it? That you need cash to buy the stock to ship.
Yeah, it is a good question. I mean, at the start, we just threw in a lot of money ourselves to get that initial kind of batch and bulk of hoodies. Certainly going forward, we're hoping to get more. And that's, you know, everything that we've made so far has gone completely back into the business. So it's just going on again, ordering more stock. So yeah, we need to look now, I guess, at getting a larger sum, and that gets us more hoodies. It gets us at a better rate and, you know, everything in turn.
So are you funding?
Are we funding? We are not currently funding, no. We are looking at kind of options on that. We're thinking about, you know, a stock loan or something like that to last. But probably towards the end of the year, coming up to Christmas time, that'll be something we'll be looking at for funding.
Okay, so if anybody wants to contact you, they better get on to you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always open.
Here is a tweet on at SBS Today FM. Love the Gym Plus Coffee hoodies. Tell them to hurry up and start making t-shirts too. Hashtag Gym Plus Coffee. You guys, no, you're not on your phones there. You're probably sending that to yourself, are you?
Thanks, Bob.
What's the plan?
Yeah, no, definitely. We're definitely looking into other lines. I suppose for us, we focused on the hoodie, and it's very important that we got it right, and the feedback has been with the hoodies is we've really done it well. We were really reluctant to sort of try too much at too soon. So definitely we are trying to, and there is definitely a lot more to come, but we're slowly sort of...
Which of you call yourselves Rachel? Great to hear the story behind this business. I have one of their hoodies. Quality is fantastic and perfect weight for the variable Irish weather. I love it. Best of luck, guys. Rachel.
I think that might be...
I don't know, but that's lovely to hear. Yeah, that's really nice.
You want to come too.
I didn't know what the question was.
Oh, that's not a question. That's just the randomness of the Sunday Business Show. Yeah, so anybody who wants to fund you will find you where?
Yeah, so gympluscoffee.com is our website. On all the social medias, Instagram.
That's gym as in gymnastics, yeah. Not J-I-M. It's
G-Y-M-P-L-U-S.
C-O-F-F-E. And they will find you there, and they will give you a ton of money.
Absolutely.
A world brand.
Yeah, everything on our Instagram as well is a place to find it, and that's where you'll see details of what we've got coming up on our summer
series. And you
have
Shelley to thank for getting you
here. The amazing Shelley. We met her at Wellfest, and we had great fun, and she made the connection, so we're delighted.
Fantastic. Listen, time to go, because I have a guy called Jamie Heaslip coming in. Do you ever hear him?
He plays football, doesn't he? Yeah, we were chatting with Jamie. Small guy in the green room. He's a lovely fellow.
Cool. We take ads and then we'll have Jamie Heaslip talking business.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.